First horse we'll talk about here is Colding. I'll start off with Gator, then Shark, and then we will get the thoughts of Dicko and then James. Colding probably needs the rain to stay away, Gator.
I think that's a fair comment. Look, his win last time was terrific. I actually risked him at 2,000 metres at the weight for age, but he had a good run off a moderate speed. His sectionals home were outstanding. In fact, the quickest of the day, quicker than sprinters. So he beat Fierce Impact. If the track stays dry, he's some sort of hope. But is he a better horse in Sydney? I think he's a length or two better in Sydney. So that's my knock.
Colding needs the race to be in Sydney.
Okay. Dicko?
Yeah, can't win.
Can't win. James?
Wowzers. Thomas Gator, I think Sydney's his go, and Shark, I agree with you there, but geez, his form's, you know, George Main.
Yep.
Winner the other day, geez. Wouldn't surprise, though. Wouldn't surprise.
Okay, let's have a look at the two Humidor. He loves Moonee Valley. He's run some brilliant races in a Cox Plate. He's at $19 and $5 the place with the Tab Gator.
Yeah, look, he's still going well, the old boy, but he's not the horse he was. I mean, if he ran to that race reach, got on the back of Winks and gave her a big scare, he'd win this race, obviously. But that was a couple of years ago, and he's a couple of years older. I mean, if age didn't matter, then Kevin Bartlett would still be playing tomorrow. So it does have an impact on them. I'm risking him as a winning hope big time.
He's a massive each-way chance in this race because half of this field are not weight for age horses, whereas he is a weight for age horse, and he's still proving he's a weight for age horse at Group 1 level, even though he's 155 years old. He will beat more than beat him home, because there is some gunk in this race.
Mm-hmm. Dicko, you follow Shark, so when he finishes, you talk.
Yeah, this is your cue, mate.
Thank you, guys. I thought Humidor was a much better winning chance than, say, Colding. Two goes at the track and trip for a second and a third. It's with the best trainer in the country, very good Victorian rider, and Craig Williams. I think the horse is going pretty well. I wouldn't get rid of it.
All right, then. Winksy?
Yeah, tricky track, tricky draw. I think he'll struggle, to be honest.
Number three, Fierce Impact. Matty Smith, Luke Curry. Can he win a weight for age Group 1 race against this quality Gator? He's at $26 and $6 with the tab.
Look, I think it's the right price. You'd probably get 31 or 35 with me. I think he can run well, because that's what he does. He runs well every time we see him. But Colding was better than him last time, and I think Colding beats him home again.
He's a very good miler.
He will beat home Colding.
Okay.
He's double the price.
Winksy?
Yeah, he won the McIvy Diva when Russian Camelot should have beat him, so that says enough.
All right, then. Let's have a look at the four. Master of Wine, $34 and $8 is... He was ridden upside down the other day. Is he the forgotten horse, especially if the rain comes, Gator?
Well, I'm forgetting him, so I guess he is in that respect.
Next.
Nonny.
All right, then. James?
Yeah, he's going to struggle.
Bit of a whisper around for the five. Mugger 2, $21 and $6, Johnny Allen and Chris Lees.
Look, he's a really good horse, but he's yet to tick the elite box, isn't he? He was beaten by Mirage Dancer last time. Mirage Dancer was a forgive run in the Caulfield Cup, so don't use that as your guide. But I think it's the second-level form.
Talented horse. I'd much rather him off a designated Cox Plate prep rather than an afterthought prep.
Agreed. Not for me.
Best outsider, and I spoke to Huey Bowman about him Moonee Valley the other morning. He said he's a very good horse, does everything you want him to do. So definitely the best outsider for mine.
There you go, $21 and $6 a push there from James Winks with Mugger 2. Aspitar, the English galloper trained by Roger Charlton. D Lane takes the ride. You can get $16 and $4.20 Gator.
Really good depth to his form, his last start win. The horse that ran fourth won by 6.5 in a group race. The horse that ran fifth won by 3.5. That's 10 lengths between them. There's real merit on the clock as well, Shark, with his last 600 sexual. So I think he's a good horse.
Yeah, he's a handy horse. He's a genuine Group 2 class horse in Europe. They have targeted this race hoping for an average Cox Plate, and that's what they've got. He's some chance.
I thought he'd be better if the rain didn't come.
Oh, hasn't.
I worked alongside him the other morning, and he had me on toast on the corner, and my horse ended up working better than him.
Okay, so that's a no then.
Who was your horse?
Oh, well, the next one, I'm just the winner. The winner, of course, Gator. Right, the winner.
Oh, so don't give it away. Don't give it away too early. Sir Dragon A, the seven.
Sir Dragon A's got you as well.
Gator, your thoughts on this galloper, Kiramar, David Eustace, G-Boss.
Yeah, look, I gave him some hope on a wet track, and it still might be that. Of course, his form to armour is easy to tie in. Sixth top-rated runner.
He has a lot of ability, but he has a massive think about it when the pressure goes on. A massive think about it.
My mail is he was pretty good the other morning.
James. Track work's not a race, though.
Yeah.
Exactly. You get no prizes for winning track work.
James?
Look, boys, all I can tell you is the horse is fitting well. He did work well on Saturday, as I just mentioned. The only thing that worries me is hasn't given me that wow factor yet. He can sustain a good gallop for a long time, which is probably why he is so good. But I'm just not sure when the pressure comes in a Cox Plate if they'll just drop him and he might be the strongest horse late.
All right, let's hear what Glenn Boss has to say about Sir Dragon A, who rides this galloper in the Cox Plate.
I'm talking to Winksy on a daily basis almost. Yeah, Winksy rang me yesterday and he said his work on Saturday morning was pretty good. But he said his work on Tuesdays was just a different level. He said he's just turned the corner of his horse. So you can go through his form and suggestions that he's not a non-winner, but if you look at the horses that have been beating him, like anything that can give Magical a kilo and a half and run second to it, that's some of the best form that you'll ever see at the moment. So he just, if he brings that, I doubt whether he gets beat, to be honest. If he brings that form...
So obviously, Wingsy told Bossy a different story. He just told us.
Rewind. I've got a perfect explanation for this. Now the horse has been so quiet down at Werribee, and I said he's such a cool dude that you'll have a fun with him race day. Yet he changed from Werribee. He went to Caulfield, and the horse switched on, and he became very, very alert. And I just wanted to tell Bossy that don't just get on him race day and think he's going to counter the barriers. He switched on now. So my words were. Switched on, not that he's flying. The horse is going very well, yeah. But he's not flying. So let's correct that. He'll run well.
Does he feel like a Melbourne Cup horse to you?
Correct, Shark. If I had to pick between the two races, I would say he's more of a Melbourne Cup horse, but he'll run well tomorrow. I'd love him to win, but I just think he just lacks that turn of foot that you probably need to win a Cox Plate.
Geez, you love Bossy's confidence, but James.
Oh, that's why he's so good, mate. Does not care. And that's why he treats these big races. He doesn't care. And that's why he gets a result. He will just ride the horse how the horse wants to be ridden. Won't overanalyze it. He'll sum it up. And most of the time he gets it right. And that's why he's won 3 Cox Plates, 3 Melbourne Cups and 9 million other group ones.
Did you talk to your great mate, Mark Sarah, about Magic One who was scratched this morning?
Look, to be honest, I just spoke to him this afternoon just to check in and see how he was. He was sweating bullets in the bath and he went clunk and hung up on me. So that was it.
We'll move on to the 9 Acadia Queen. She's at $6.230. Having a chat to her owner, Bob Peters, this morning, Gator. He's probably concerned. He doesn't mind if it's a soft track. He doesn't want it to be a heavy track.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, we'll see what comes tomorrow. It's out of our control, isn't it? What we do know is she's a star. Back to her best last time. Brilliant win. You know, saying the slow speed didn't, you know, suited her. Well, go back and watch her Kingston Town win where she rode at hot speed and raced away. She's elite.
She can win up to a soft 5, soft 6 to soft 7. Oh, she'd be going in the quaddy as like just an insurance selection.
I think if we get it, like the weather, how it's happened today, where the rain's supposed to come but doesn't, she'll start favourite. And from Barra 7's going to go very, very close. If the rain comes, I think she'll drift and you can bet around her.
Yeah, I did her that. I agree. She's much, much better on dry and she's very, very dominant. Wet track probably takes away her brilliance, which brings her back to the others.
If Natoya wins, she'll be sponsored by Pizza Hut Gator.
Yeah, no, she would surprise. She, you know, think it over, gave her a touch-up last time.
Million to one and drifting.
Can't win.
Yeah, I agree. We'll struggle. Yeah, can't win. Simply can't win.
Russian Camel, it's a $4 market leader. Danny O'Brien, Damien Oliver, Gator.
Well, the track pattern's going to be the key. You know, if it's heavy inside pattern, as it was 2 years ago, you know, he's a legitimate 10-15 to 1 chance because he can't win from that draw. If it's a level playing field or they're off the inside and we get the rain, he's right in the game.
Remind me which horse we're talking about.
Russian Camelot, the favourite.
You've heard of him. He's been in the news a bit of late.
Can definitely win.
Yep.
It's good. Massive chance. He's at his best with his toe in the ground if he gets a soft ground. Ollie's... Winksy, I want to hear your opinion on this, but I reckon Ollie's got to go forward on this horse.
Am I jumping in now?
Yeah, you can jump in. Yep.
Jump in.
All right. Oh, and again, great rider. So, mate, this bloke's been doing it for so long. I think he's just got to go open-minded tomorrow. It's very tricky, Shark. Very tricky. The thing with him is he robs him. There's always a chance that he won't stop him. So if he starts him, he might not stop him. That'd be my only worry. If he drew low, I'd be all over him. But drawing out there, it's just a bit tricky. That's all.
What would you tell Oliver to do, Jacko?
Jump, take your time, roll across. I'd rather use that three wide midfield, no cover, or outside leads and goes back. I think the horse is brilliant. I think the horse is improving. I don't think it can get too firm for it with a little bit of moisture and rain we've got. I think it'll win.
All right, then. $4 there. Dicko's declared Russian Camelot.
Hello. I love it.
Yeah, sit three wide and win.
Yeah, without cover, mind you, and race away.
Sit three wide, but build it. Don't slow the horse down at any stage. Hey. Let him get into his work. I think he's better than him. And if he slows him down and it's a slow race, he allows the weaker horses with a turn of foot to compete. If he rolled to the front and stretched them out, I think he'll just show his brilliance. He was three wide, no cover, winning the SA Derby. Like, he's a brilliant stayer, and he's had 12 months since to improve and furnish, and all reports are he has. He's got a dominant ST profile over Arcadia Queen, who did belt him last start, but he still killed her in the market. I think he deserves to be favourite.
The 12 Armouries at 6.52, 40 Canadian O'Brien winning second Cox Plate. Betty Mellum looking for his first gator.
Yeah, definite winning hope. Obviously, it was a big price last time, you know, if you're referencing SP profile, but did beat home Sotsass. Mm. So it's a pretty good scalp, which Shark allude to. It was probably a career PB, so I think the horse is either it was one out of the box or the horse is genuinely improving.
He's rapidly improving, this horse. I think he's a great winning chance. I think he and Russian Camelot are the standouts in the race. I don't think there are many genuine winning chances in this Cox Plate, and those two are the top two for me.
What about the conditions for him, Shark?
Not a worry in the world.
Okay. Dicko?
I've heard of Shark. I've no idea.
All right, then. James?
the trot-up worries me. I know he's passed, but it worries me.
All right.
That's a question mark for me, but he's obviously a very good horse.
And you should know with those whispers out at Werribee, what about the 13 Probabil, Jamie Richards and Kara McAvoy, $9? This horse has got no hope because Matty Stewart's got his life on it.
Yeah, look, I wouldn't
God
faint.
God bless him. I hope it wins for him.
Yeah, I wouldn't faint, but I wouldn't... I'd give you double the price of her winning a Cox Plate.
Not for me. I think she's a massive risk at 2,000 metres.
Dicko?
Not for me.
Winksy?
Oh, I think she somehow, she gets a soft run from the draw. Great jockey in the zone. Wet track, probably only to a 6. She's not the worst.
The 14 Grand Slam, Ma Eustace, Jai McNeil. He's at his fighting weight. I saw a tweet there from himself saying that he's down to the weight already. Can the 3-year-old win a Cox Plate here, Gator?
Well, I think he can this year. I don't think he could in previous years, but I think he strikes a pretty even race this year. He is a Southern Hemisphere 3-year-old. He gets a massive weight advantage on the couple of Northern Hemisphere 3-year-olds in the race. He set a really strong speed in the Corfu Guineas, and he's still there swinging. And what history tells you is that they run well in it, if they've run well in a fast Corfu Guineas, and that's what he's done.
I'm going to throw him in the quaddie because I said earlier in the week he shouldn't be in the field. Therefore, he'll win and I'll have egg on my face. So at least I'll be profitable if I'm going to look like an idiot. But
I
would be surprised, all things being equal, if he's able to beat home Russian Camelot and Armoury.
Yeah, despite, like, he did go very, very quick in the Guineas, but his last, like, 4-2 and 2 home was slow with John Allen over his neck. I think I don't like it. I don't think it can win.
Probably the leader, no weight. The trouble with him would be when it comes up to school, though, and it's different pressure, Cox Plate or Corfu Guineas. So
he'll be there for a long way, but yeah, how long, you know, I'm not quite sure.
And Buckhurst, the last horse here, $31, gains a start, Gator.
I expected better in the Caulfield Cup if he was going to come out and win a Cox Plate, but, you know, he ran okay, wasn't beaten far.
On a dry track, I'd be excited about backing him in a 2,000-metre race, but on a wet track, no.
I like the tactical speed. I loved the parade last week, and then when he lobbed the 1-1, I expected so much more. Happy to sort of be against it.
Yeah, I agree with that. I thought he was given the gun running the course of the Cup and wasn't able to use it to any advantage. I know he's back to 2,000, which is probably a plus for him, but again, a sticky draw. He's going to need a lot to go right.
All right, boys, quickly, your tips here for the Cox Plate before race number 6 at the Valley.
Yeah, I'm with the Queen, Arcadia Queen, to win the Cox Plate.
Oh, I could back Armory and Russian Camelot and make a profit in the race.
I'm with Russian Camelot. We'll save Arcadia Queen if the track stays in a soft five or better.
Yeah, I've got to stick with Russian Camelot. I love him. He was beaten by a jet the other day, and she's probably the danger of the track's guy, but if it's wet, I think he'll win.